This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Germany says prominent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. Navalny, a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was transferred to Germany in a coma after falling ill on a flight from suspected poisoning. A German government spokesman said Wednesday that blood sample tests produced unequivocal evidence that Navalny had been poisoned with Novichok, the same agent used 2 years ago to poison a Russian defector living in Britain. Russia is already under Western sanctions after its annexation of Crimea from Ukraine 6 years ago. Another standoff with European nations or the United States may hurt its economy further. A Kremlin spokesman said Germany had not informed it that it believed Navalny had been poisoned with Novichok, according to the RIA news agency. Former Vice President Joe Biden plans to hammer President Donald Trump on Wednesday for failing to help the nation's schools reopen safely during the pandemic. The Democratic challenger is trying to keep the spotlight on the Republican incumbent's handling of the outbreak and the nation's overall security. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump is trying to make the campaign a referendum on law and order. He visited the parts of the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, Tuesday that were left damaged last week in protests that turned violent. Civil unrest erupted in the city after a white police officer shot Jacob Blake, a black man, 7 times in the back. The president met with law enforcement Tuesday, claiming there are anarchists, looters, rioters, and agitators at the protests. You can read more on this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. will not take part in the World Health Organization's global initiative to manufacture and equally distribute a vaccine for COVID-19. A White House spokesperson said the U.S. will continue to engage the international community to make sure the virus is defeated. However, the country won't be, quote, constrained by multilateral organizations influenced by the corrupt World Health Organization and China. More than 170 countries are in talks to participate in the COVID-19 vaccine's global access facility, dubbed COVAX. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it will organize meetings with independent groups and experts to review data around a COVID-19 vaccine candidate and advice around it. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn made the announcement on Wednesday. Hahn's statement comes after President Trump accused members without evidence of a so-called deep state working within the FDA. He said the members were complicating efforts to test COVID-19 vaccines in order to delay results until after the November 3rd presidential election. The FDA last week said it will hold a meeting of its advisory committee to address the general development of COVID-19 vaccines on October 22nd. Australia has now fallen into its first recession in nearly 2 decades. The country's shrinking economy is due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Data released Wednesday by Australia's Bureau of Statistics shows the economy shrank a full 7% in the second quarter. This is the first recession for Australia since 1991. The economy was already under pressure from the massive wildfires earlier this year that destroyed more than 3,000 homes and millions of hectares of land. Mali's ousted president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, was hospitalized in Bamako as of Tuesday evening due to an overdue checkup with his doctor. Reuters citing a source for the report who said the president was a month and a half overdue from his doctor's visit. Keita's hospitalization comes 6 days after he was released from detention by the country's new military leadership. The junta allowed Keita to return home last Thursday in an attempt to create goodwill with regional states who imposed strict sanctions on the country following his overthrow on August 18th. Tech stocks pushed the U.S.'s S&P 500 and NASDAQ to record highs at the open on Wednesday. The Dow inched closer to its pre-pandemic peak as data showed a moderate rise in U.S. private payrolls last month. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.